Okay, today's daf is Moikatan daf Ches. Moikatan daf Ches, and today's the Gemara talks about Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, not getting married on Yontif. Right, so we know this whole first paragraph of Moikatan is all about the Chalamoid, and the Mishnah tells us here on Chesma Beis that you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Ein No Sim Nashim Ma'oid. Right, why would the Mishnah have to tell us that? It's very convenient. Somebody might say, look, I have to take off from work anyway, and I don't want to take all of these vacation days, so I'll just get married on Yontif, and then I'll be off of Chol HaMoed, and also I'll be save money, right, the separate wedding expenses and Yontif expenses, I'll just do it all together. So the Mishnah says that's not allowed. What is not allowed to get married on Yontif? Ein nosin nashim b'moed. Lo psulos v'lo amanos. Not a first marriage, not a second marriage. V'lo miyabin, and even yibum, which is a marriage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me that I have to do. Even yibum cannot be done on Yontif. V'bnei shesimcha hilo. Because it is a simcha to him. And because it's a simcha to him, that's why he can't get married. And the Gemara deals with, so what's the problem? So, of course, it's a simcha. So what's wrong with having a simcha and having simcha of wedding and simcha with Yontif? What's the basis? The Gemara gives five different pshatim. What exactly is the reason why one can't get married on Yontif? Rabbi Chanina is the first pshat, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. One is not allowed to mix the two simchas. Rashi klomar. Be'inon delismach b'simchas moed l'chudei. Right, the chiv of Simchas Yontif is to be exclusive. You can't mix any other simcha with simcha of Yontif, and therefore that's the focus. Imar simcha b'simcha, the simcha Yontif has to be pure, unadulterated, and not shared with any other simcha. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Mevedei Sheminiach Simchas Haregel Va'osek B'Simchas Ishto. A little different. Not just that it has to be unadulterated, but you can't minimize it. Right, the first shot is even if it's not minimized, you can't share it. The second one is that no, because you're going to be focusing on the simcha with your wife, and therefore one wouldn't be involved in the simchas yantef. Miniach simchas aregel v'osek v'simchas ishto. And then there's another one, a third shot in the name of Rav, that maybe it's based on a pasuk. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Right? Be sameach in your wife, in your chag, and not in your wife. Ula amar b'pnei hatorach. Ula says, it's the tircha that I'm going to be involved with so many things going on with the wedding. I'm not going to be focused on Yontif. And that relates to the rest of this parak, which talks about different tirchas on Chol HaMoed, which are aser. And finally, number five, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, "Mebnei bittul piri v'rivya." If somebody knows that they can be married on Yontif, as we mentioned before, they might push off the wedding for the whole year, wait till Yontif, and there's months go by that they could have been married, they could have been on their way to having a child, and therefore we don't want them to push it off. Five different pshatim, which one is quoted lahalacha? So if you look at the Rambam says in Hilchas Yontif. The Rambam does not put this in Hilchas Shabbos. Interestingly, he put or Hilchas Yontif. He puts this in Hilchas not in Hilchas Ishus, but in Hilchas Yontif. The Rambam says Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin Einosin Nashim V'lo Miyabin B'Moed Kidei Shelo Tishtakach Simchas Hachag B'Simchas Anisuin. So which pshat is that? Right, it's either one or two. Right, sounds like number two. Meniach simchas aregel v'osek b'simchas ishto. Kedei shelo tishtakach simchas hachag b'simchas hanisuin. Right, you don't want to forget the simcha of the yontif in the simchas hanisuin. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so this is the pshat. We're going to talk about getting married on yontif. It's clear you're not allowed to do that. What about getting married on erev yontif and having the suda on yontif? How about getting married on Purim? How about getting married on Shabbos? Let's talk about those three unusual cases as follows. First, getting married on Yontif. So the first stage of a Jewish marriage is a kinyan, kiddushin. So that, l'chora, cannot be done on Yontif, as Yerushalmi, because that's a kinyan, and one is not allowed to be kone. One is not allowed to be involved in kinyanim on Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos l'chora is out for kiddushin. But what about the second stage of marriage, nisuin, right, which is what we're talking about here. What about Shabbos? So the Gemara, the Mishnah of the Gemara, doesn't say anything about Shabbos. So l'chora, let's look at the reasons. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Or meniach simcha z'rechav o'osik b'simcha z'ishto. Is there simcha on Shabbos? Is there simcha on Shabbos? And then it would be a violation. So according to many poskim, no. According to many, we'll see a Tosfos later on, Be'ez Hashem, there's oneg on Shabbos, but there's no simcha on Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Perek Nun Ches, B'kipadato, Onig Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. So you have to enjoy yourself on Shabbos. But Simcha, that's only Yantif. Simcha is Yantif. Haraya, Avelus. Avelus is broken by Yantif, and Avelus is always includes a Shabbos. Right? Meaning Avelus could coexist with Shabbos. But Avelus cannot coexist with Yantif. Why? So Soloveitchik explains in the art site here. But Yantif is an internal feeling of closeness with Hashem, of Simcha, and Avelus is the opposite. But Shabbos can coexist with Avelus. Why? Because you can enjoy yourself physically during Avelus, but not the Simcha. So that is what many say. But it's not so clear. There are some Rishonim that seem to say maybe there is some type of Simcha. Right, what do we say in davening? Yismuchu v'malchuscha. Right, v'yismuchu v'cha mekadshei shemecha. So we use a lashon of Simcha on Shabbos, even in the Zmiros, in the Eben Ezra, he wrote Ki Eshmer Shabbos. So we say Ki Yom Smachosu u'sasamcheni. So we do use a lashon of Simcha. One might say that lashon of Simcha just means a spiritual Simcha, not a physical Simcha. There is no mitzvah of Simcha on Yantif. You can put it all together. There's mitzvah on Yantif, on Shabbos is really only Oneg. The Karban Nisanel says, maybe this is a machlokas, probably Yerushalmi, whether you can get married on Yantif. Why? So, well, he quotes this, I'm sorry, from the Pri Chadash, and then he argues. This is a shiur that we had a few weeks ago. In Maseches Megillah, we had a shiur about Purim Mishulash. What happens when Shushan Purim, which can fall down on Shabbos, which it can, according to our calendar. Purim is Friday, Shushan Purim is Shabbos. What do you do with the mitzvahs in Shushan Purim? So we know, we paskin, you split it up, 2, 2, and 2. On Friday is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lavyonim, and on Shabbos is the laning and Alanisim, and on Sunday is the meal and Mishloach Manos. And the question that's asked is, why can't you just have the meal on Shabbos? Right? You have Alanisim on Shabbos and the meal on Sunday. Why just have Shushan Purim on Shabbos? Have the meal on Shabbos. So the Bavli doesn't say a word about it. The Rambam doesn't say a word about it. Giving the impression that maybe, you're right. Many Mefarshim assume that the Bavli holds, you could have, when Shushan Purim holds it on Shabbos, have the meal on Shabbos. No problem. What's the issue? The Yerushalmi has a line that said, and we're machmer for these Yerushalmi, no, the Shabbos, the Purim Suda has to be Nikar, that it's L'Shem Purim. If you're having a meal on Shabbos, it's the Shabbos meal. Who knows that it's the Purim meal? So that's why we're machmir to assume that we do the Suda's Purim on Sunday, even though it's not Purim anymore. Not Purim, you're not saying Alanisim, but you have the Suda's Purim, so it's Nikar. So, Machlok is Bali Yerushalmi, right? Some say that we should do both, do one on Shabbos too. So, Machlok is Pashtus Bali Yerushalmi, whether one does the meal on Shabbos or Sunday. So says the Pri Chadash, maybe it's the same thing with having a Purim meal on Shabbos, having a wedding meal on Shabbos. Maybe it's the same thing, whether you're allowed to have a wedding meal on Shabbos. That's the Karban Nisanel in the first perek of Megillah. The Talmud, he quotes this Pri Chadash, the Talmud, the Yon Savar, shows into this Purim Shabbos, the Pri Chadash Ratzel Lomar, the Rishalmi, Svirli, Kamandamar, Eim, Arvin, Simcha, Vesimcha. Aval Talmud, the Yon Svirli, the Ma'arvin, Vecholu, and he continues. Okay, but either way, we seem to assume that there's no Simcha on Shabbos, and therefore one might be able to get married on Shabbos, again, if need be. Again, getting married on Friday was a pretty common custom. And then let's say having the meal on Shabbos, but this is actually doing the Nisuin on Shabbos. Let's say, I think the Ramah talks about a case, if I remember, that there was a wedding on Friday, and as the Gemara says, there's no chuppah without tigra, without machlokas, and they're all arguing about who's going to give the dowry, and who's the this, and who's the that, and I think the Ramah's case was about, it was like Bein HaShvashas, was ready, going into Shabbos, and they finally got everything settled, can you do the wedding then? But this is okay, let's say you did the first part of the wedding, but like Nisuin didn't make it, so it could come up, if somebody gets married on a Friday, and it's a short Friday, okay, but either that's Shabbos. What about Erev Yantif? What if somebody wants to get married Erev Yantif? Okay, you can't get married on Yantif. So what were the reasons? Ein marvin simcha b'simcha, and v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. But what if you just want to have the meal, the wedding meal on Yantif? Let's say somebody's very poor, and they're not going to have enough money for both, so you'll get married on Erev Yantif, but you'll just have the meal on Yantif. Is that okay? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, it's mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Kuf Mem Vav. Taf Kuf Mem Vav. It's Hilchus Chalamoid. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hakol mutarim lisa erev haregel. You can get married on erev yantif. V'la'asos su'uda baregel. Tafkuf membav gimel. Shulchan Aruch says beferish. You get married in erev yantif and have the meal on yantif. Bein besulos bein almanos. So let's go according to some of the reasons. Right? According to the reason of samachta mechagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, okay, the simcha, isn't the simcha the chuppah? And emar v'simcha b'simcha isn't the actual chuppah? But what about some of the other reasons? That pushing it off because you don't want to delay, because you don't want to take off the same day. So l'chora, that reason should apply here too. Right? With that you're nervous. Mipnei ha-torach, you might be torach in the meal on yantif, so it'll take away from the yantif simcha. Right? What about the other reasons? Maybe there's some simcha in the su'udav nisuin. The Magen Avraham here is machmir against the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham right here, Tavkuf Mem Vav, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, who says the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rashba, HaRashba, V'tshuva Acheres, HaRashba, V'chuli, he quotes the Beis Yosef, who says that since the whole thing issue here is a Din D'Rabbanan anyway, we can be Mekel, with the Su'uda on Yantif. And says the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Who says we're talking about a D'Rabbanan here? V'dvar of Temuim, Tosfos Moed Katan, here on our daf, Tosfos says, Hochichu Shu Drasha Gemura Daraisa. Tosfos Bechagecha, look at Tosfos here on our daf, Bechagecha Velo Bishtecha, Iker Drasha Hu Velo Asmachta. According to that day, it's based on a Pasuk. K'debrini Perakamet HaChagiga. It's a Din Daraisa. Not to have weddings on Yontif. V'gam B'Ksubis, Daf Mem Zayini, quotes Tosfos and Ksubis, which says, that's the Tosfos we've spoken about in totally other context, that's the Tosfos that talks about you can get married during Tosefes Yontif. But not on Yantav itself, but it sounds like it's a drasha gemura. And then he quotes, "Vode besuka mashma vehedya imnasu erva regel mutar laso suuda beregel v'kakas of moed katan b'gemara v'lachei nirali delaila rishona asur laso suuda." Says the Magen Avraham, I think the first night of Yantav you cannot have the suuda of the wedding, because the Gemara says, "Iker simcha einu elachad yoma." The iker, the simcha of the wedding, is the first day, and I think that the night after the wedding goes with the wedding. V'layla rishona nigra achrayom da simcha maschelas payom benigra b'layla. V'chein l'manda ramishim tircha. And also according to the tircha reason. B'suda rishona yikat tircha yaseiru. That's when the tircha is. Avo b'shayim osa regal motel aso suda. You want to have the wedding on Erev Yantif and then have a break? Have a break? Then might I have the wedding on Erev Yantif and have the suda on Chalamawid. That's okay. That's okay, he says. Motel aso suda the kfar of our Iker Simcha Sisu, and the Iker Simcha is finished, and the Tircha is finished, Dafilu Sha'achas of Nayantif, okay, that's what he says. V'nir Ali, and then he says, Dafka L'din Torah, maybe only on a Daraisa level, I would allow that. Avo Midrabanan, Asur Lisa Bosa Shah, Tavika Kona Kinyan, Uyelam Kivala B'yantif, okay, they talk about this. V'olam Nogim Lisa Afsamach L'chashecha, he notes that the Minig is to do it late in the day, but I think one shouldn't do it. One should not get married in Erev Yantif and have the meal on Yantif, arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says it's allowed. The Magen Avraham says it is not allowed. Others, it seems to be the poskim seem to say that with Sarech it's okay, meaning it shouldn't be done lachachila based on this Magen Avraham. We should try to be machmir like the Magen Avraham. But if one needs to, so then if it's a shas hatchak, it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes the Magen Avraham, and then he says, "Achim b'shas atchak kosev el yorabav amar ksiya demutu lisa erev aregel v'laso suda balayla." Right, you can do it if you need, because after all, what's the issue of the Magen Avraham? Because the drasha of ein ma'arvin is daraisa, and then simchas yantiv is daraisa, so you're going to be overtaking. So the Mishnah Berurah and the other mafarshim say, is it so clear that the simcha of a wedding is daraisa for the meal and not just for the ceremony? Maybe it's just a ceremony, number one. Number two, is it so clear that there's Simchas Yantif d'Oraisa, the first night of Yantif? That's a big sugi of the Mugget of the Shagas Aryeh. We had a shiur about this back in Pesachim, I think. The Shagas Aryeh says this, Simchas Yantif starts the morning of the first day. The first night, there's no Simchas Yantif yet, d'Oraisa. Right? Why is that? We have to get into that now, but that's the Shagas Aryeh, Simin Samaches. Like the Rambam says, there's Simchas Yantif Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. Mikol Makom Hadavar Barur Shalel Echad Shal Yantif Ein Mitzvah Simcha Noig Baman HaTorah. There's no Mitzvah Simchas Yantif the first night. So that's another way to get out of the Magen Avraham's Chumrah. Right? Even if you want to say that the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you can't you know, color and dilute Simchas Yontif for the Simcha of a wedding, but there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif the first night. So it's a couple of assumptions. The Magen Avraham is assuming that there's full Simchas Yontif Daraisa in the meal, and there's Simchas Yontif. There's Simcha of a wedding during the meal, and Simchas Yontif Daraisa the first night. You could argue with both of those. Number one, maybe the real Simcha of a wedding is the ceremony, not the meal. And number two, maybe there's no full Simchas Yontif Daraisa on the first night. So that's why Achronim say that, well, Sora Gadol, one can. There's a tshuva in the Cho'ol Umeshiv, right, Rav Nathanson, that there was a case where they already had sent out invitations. They already sent out invitations, everybody was invited to the wedding, and then somebody says, oh, Magen Avraham says you can't do this. He says, you know, everything is already arranged, and the caterer and the flower, I don't know if they had flowers and caterers and everything else back in the Cho'ol Umeshiv's time, but anyway, he says, Kfar Huchan called Sarachia Chuppah, the Kfar Nikru Anashim Lazeh, Ukedai Bizayon. So he says, and for sure, the Rashba, Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch, aren't those good enough? At least for Shas HaTchak. And therefore, even though I'm going against the Minog of many, and Rav Shlomo Kluger, but hopefully he'll be Milchel me, because I'm trying to be Chasal, Mamono, Shal Yisrael, and on embarrassment. Fine. So that is Shabbos and Erev Yantif. What about Purim? What about Purim? What about getting married on Purim? So that's another Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says Mutter. Shulchan Aruch says Mutter. All the way at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, Tafri Sadivav. Mutter Lisa Isha Bepurim. You're allowed to get married on Purim. Hagah. Bein Biyudal Bein Metesvav. Whether it's on the 14th, whether it's Purim, whether it's Shushan Purim, no problem to get married on Purim. This is based on a Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says in Chelek Gimel, Simin. Reish Ayin Vav is a little short tshuva. Osha Alta in Mutalisa Isha Bapurim. Kiva the Kaimalan Ein Nosim Isha Bamoed. Mishu Deim Arvin Simcha Besimcha. Maybe that applies to Purim too. To Simcha Besimcha. He Besimcha Umishte Kabilu Alayu. Purim has Simcha. Different type of Simcha. Says the Rashba Mutter. Tshuva Mistavra Shi Mutter. The Fesamachta Bechagecha Ksiv. Bechagecha Velo Bishtecha. Purim is not a chag. Purim is a rabbinic holiday, but it's not a chag. So that reason of Zamakta B'chagecha V'lo B'shtecha does not apply. V'od, Tahavi Le'chad Yoma, U'mishim Chad Yoma Lo Mashi Inish Nafshe. So number one, says the Rashba, the reason of Zamakta B'chagecha V'lo B'shtecha doesn't apply to Purim. Number two, the reason of delaying, he might delay 6 months in order to get married for one day. He's not going to delay. He's not going to delay, you know, for Purim. He'll delay for Chol HaMoed for the whole week. U'keman Ta'amar Taima U'mishim Bitul Purim V'rivya. U'binyanim Elu Hochim Bohem Lahakel Tamid Rabbanan Heim. In all these things, you go lahakel because it's derabanan. So the Rashba seems to be arguing with Tosfos. It's all derabanan. Again, the Magen Avraham here says, but what about the other reasons? Remember, the Rambam doesn't quote v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'shtecha. The Rambam quotes ein ma'arvin. So maybe ein ma'arvin should apply to Purim too. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is meiko, and the Magen Avraham comes along and says maybe it's not so clear that one should be Mekel. That's he. Again, he goes through the reasons. Ulachar mashma dahachi pirusho. Now the Magen Avraham is first explaining that Chuvas HaRashba that we just read. The bishlam of a regel gazrina shemi yishad a regel kadei lehistaker chichur shivis mei mishta v'zayin yimei achag. Fine, I understand. While I'll push it off a yantif, so that Sheva Brachas is yantif. It's parallel. It overlaps. Alvo bapur mishem yom echa lo yishe v'tzarech iyun. Says the Magen Avraham tzarech iyun. Tamrina begemara that you're allowed to get married erev a regel mitu mishem chad yom alo mashi inish nafshe. And then he says, I'm not so clear. He then quotes the Lavush. The Lavush says, you should not have the Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Right? So too, you should not have the Sudas Nisuin on Shabbos. And he says, could you compare that, as we were just saying before? But at the end, the Magen Avraham says, have the wedding on Tainus Esther. Have it on Tainus Esther. So you want to be machmir, like I said before. He said you can't have the wedding suda on Yantif. The wedding suda on Purim with just the wedding ceremony before, so maybe that's a little more flexible. Shiyasa chubab yom yud gimel kenya release says the Magen Avraham. Lamaisa the Mishnah Brura the Shari Tshuva say that there was a minhag that people used to get married on Purim, right? Like the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, like the pashas of the Rashba. That was a common custom. By Shari Chuvish custom, Bedinos Elu Pasha Minag, Lahatar Kadasa Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, well, for first finish the Mishnah Berurah. Uvechem in Moshe Kasav Shirachan Yosef Lasses Chuppah Yosof Yom Yudalad. Maybe have the Chuppah at the end of Purim, towards the end, and just have the meal right after Purim. You know, eat your Purim Suda earlier in the day, and then have the wedding. That's a busy day, right? Purim Suda, and then the wedding, and then the wedding Suda. Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say, got married on Purim Friday because they had no money, so he combined triple Purim Shabbos wedding, right? All one big meal so that they could save money. But that was on Erev. He got married on Purim, which is Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, and Shabbos to have a Sudas Nisuin on Shabbos is also Lachor Moter. But that was the story they say from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Okay, we'll stop here. Weddings on unusual days.